Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Zayin Maseches Adarim. Just one minute on Inyan of the Yomash. I want to wish Chodesh Tov to everyone. Mishnechnas Adar. Actually, today's Lamed Shvat. But just one word. Right there, does Mishnechnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha apply to Adar Rishon? Again, Rova the Poskim assume not. Yaakov Emden writes in a tshuva and Chelik Beis and Simin Peches that it doesn't, based on Rashi. Rashi says in Tainis Daf Chavtes, where the Gemara says Mishnechnas Adar, Rashi quotes Yemei Nisim Hayuli Yisrael Purim UPesach. He links Mishnechnas Adar to Pesach, Purim and Pesach. So Yaakov Emden says, as most Achronim say, the Sibcha that we have in Adar is the Yemei Geula Purim, which leads to Pesach, and therefore it only applies in Adar Sheni. And maybe that's Dafka why Rashi says Pesach there. There is one source that is quoted, one or two sources, maybe that's quoted, that there is an idea of Mishnechnas Adar even by Adar Rishon. If one links it to a different day, not Purim, but there's another halacha. In some Tavkuf Samaches, Hilchas Tainus. If somebody, Rachman al-Hassan, has yardside, everybody has yardside, if somebody has yardside on during Adar, so which Adar do they fast in? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag of fasting on the yardside. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Tavkuf Samaches Siv Zayin, if Ksheira Yom Shemes Aviva Yima Ba'adar V'Hashanem Uberes, somebody has yardside in Adar and it's a Ibr Yar, Yisana Ba'adar Sheni. The Shulchan Aruch says you fast on Adar Sheni. The Ramah says, V'yeshomrim di'isana barishon, v'chena minhag l'sanas barishon. The Ramah quotes the minhag is to fast during the first one. Yardside, unless, the Mishnah Berurah says, unless there was a yardside in a Shana Mu'ubaris, if somebody died during a Shana Mu'ubaris, then you go by whatever month they died in. But if not, so then, says the Ramah, the minhag is to fast, or to observe the yardside, in Adar Rishon. So if that's true, maybe the real Zion Adar this year is Adar Rishon. Because the Zion Adar is, we're not celebrating late as Moshe so much. We're celebrating the yardside of Moshe. That's what we celebrate. And if that's true, so then need the or, the light of that month, Ein Simcha El Torah, Mishnechnas Adar B'Simcha. If you focus on the Zion Adar, maybe it's the first month. It just ends with the Kedushas Levi on Parshas Kisisa. Kedushas Levi points out that all the mazalos of every month, they're all in the singular. All the mazalos are in the singular. There's Dali, and there is there's a whole list here. I can't find the right out, but all of the month, Akrav, Keshes, Gdi, Dali, Tlesh, Shor, Sartan, Aryeh, they're all singular. Adar is Dagim, right? It's plural. And it's the only one that could be singular that's plural. There are some other ones, Ta'omim. Ta'omim has to be plural. You can't have a single Ta'om, a twin. Or Moznayim, right? You can't have a singular. But Dagim is the only one that could be singular that is plural. So it shows us B'dafka plural. Dagim is inclusive. Why is it inclusive? So the Kedushas Levi explains how, like what the Torah says, that every month is connected to one of the Shvatim, and others connected Yosef, which split into two, into Ephraim and Menashe, and he's connected to Dagim, that there's no Ayin Hara by Dagim, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachas. So if that's the case, then maybe there's a unit. There's a unit of the Adars, Yosef Atzadik and Dagim, and maybe Mishnechnas applies. Either way, halacha lemaisa, Mishnechnas Adar Marav Simcha, Simcha LaTorah, so it's a good excuse to reinvigorate ourselves to make sure that Talmud Torah is primary, and we apply ourselves to our commitments. Okay, so now we get back to Maseches Adarim, and a good Chodesh. Mem Vav Mabez, we left off with one question, and then we'll start the Daf on Daf Mem Zayin. The question was, the end of the Gemara, based on the Mishnah, said that if somebody owns a bathhouse, somebody rents out the bathhouse to the city. It's muskeres la'ir. In that case, as long as he does not have a tfisas yad, he doesn't have control of the bathhouse, then even if someone else is mutar hana from him, they're allowed to use the bathhouse. So Reuven owns the bathhouse, and he hires it out to the city. Reuven's the maskir. Shimon is mutar hana from Reuven. Shimon cannot get hana from Reuven. As long as Reuven doesn't get a percentage, so Shimon's allowed to use the bathhouse. That's what the Gemara said at the end of the daf. As long as butzi or low, Abaye says even less, as long as he only gets a fixed rate, it would be mutter for Shimon to take care of the bathhouse, even though Reuven officially owns it. But because he has no control and doesn't get a percentage, it's going to be mutter. So the Ran and the other Rishonim ask from the Gemara in Maseches Erechin. If you look at the last Ran on the page, but it's like 20 lines up from the bottom, the Ran quotes the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph, right across from my edition where Tosfos starts, Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaveiro V'Hikdisho. If somebody has maskir their house, a house, to their friend, and then they're makdashit. Hadarbo malaskala hektish. Reuven is makdash. Reuven rents out his house to Shimon, and then Reuven's makdash the house, that Shimon has to pay hektish. the money, the rental fee. And the Gemara then continues and says, what do you mean? Isn't he violating Me'ila? Forget the rental fee. Isn't he violating? The Gemara continues, Vakshin Hasam, Hadarbo Malaschala, Hektish, Hechi Dairbo, Me'ilakoi. So you see from that Gemara that if somebody is a maskir and owns a house, even if they're not living in the house and they're not they don't have control of the house, it's still theirs. They can be makdish it. So why does that Gemara say a maskir can be makdish? Well, this Gemara says that the maskir cannot be oser, the bathhouse. The maskir owns the bathhouse the same way. He has no control. And the Gemara says as long as he has no tfisas yad, Shimon can use the bathhouse. What's the difference, asked the Rishonim, between being makdish something when you're a maskir and being oser something when you're a maskir? That's the question the Gemara answers. The Ran gives a number of answers. Answer number one, the Ran gives, Tirtzu b'tosvos. It's about three lines under from what we just read. Tirtzu b'tosvos, de'in hachinami. Tosa says that really that Gemara in Erechin is primary. Shim asar oso amerchas b'feirish chayli surei. If in our Gemara, Reuven had asered all possessions, even the bathhouse, he has that. He can do that. He can aser because he's the maskir. The issue here is that he didn't say the bathhouse explicitly. What did he do? He said, you're mudr from my nechassim, and the bathhouse is already hired out. The question is, what does he mean? So our umdana, as we've said many times, in Nedarim you go by Lashon B'nei Adam and what people are assuming to have thought. So by Nedarim, here we assume it was not included. You're right, it could have been included. But we assume it was not included because he didn't specify. Answer number one, says Tosfos. Answer number two, says Rabbeinu Tam, three lines down, Rabbeinu Tam Zal tirates. Maybe the difference is between Hekdish and Nedarim. When you're Makdish something, which applies to everyone, so that's something that one could do when one is a maskir. It's easier to be Makdish something, right? After all, he doesn't quote this, but we mentioned in the past. Ami Rasul Lagavoa, Kimisi Rasul Lahedyot. We found that to be mocked or something, sometimes you need less. It's more of an automatic. So says the Rebbeinu Tam, maybe that's the difference. Over there is by Hektish, Mishim Hektish, Bafkiya Bideshi, but Hektish has more power over Nedarim. Number two. Number three, a third answer the Ran quotes, Va'achirim Tirtsu, maybe there's a difference if he paid his rental fee yet. Once you pay your rental fee, you're right, the masker is off. The maskir is out of the picture. So our Gemara, our Mishnah, is talking about a case where he paid the rental fee already. He paid the rental fee already, so the maskir doesn't have any more power. He can't ask for it, he wouldn't be able to be makdish it either. Mashenkin, over there, it's a case where it was not, no rental fee was paid. A third answer. And then there's another answer. Let's go to the bottom answer the Ran has on the last line. V'achirim tirtzu, last line in my Ran. V'achirim tirtzu od, dahai muskaran dahacha lav muskaran kein schiris acher da'alma. Maybe, says the Ran, our Mishnah that says it's rented out doesn't really mean it. It doesn't really mean rented. What does rented out mean? It means you usually give me a monthly rent. That's rented out, and in that case, that's the Gemara in Erechin, that would be usur for, I mean, the Maskir would have power to be Makdashid in that case. But what does rented out here mean? Ella, second line in the Ran of the Mem Zayin, Ella karka harehu shel machzik la'olam, u'mo'isha labanav, Ella shenosin davar yadua b'chol shana l'bailam arishonim. You know what our case is talking about? The bathhouse, you're right, it belonged to a certain person. But he basically gave it to the city, and what we would call a royalty. The city uses it forever. The city has a 200-year lease, and they give $1,000 every year to the owner. Does the owner really own it? The owner doesn't own it. He doesn't own it. They pay a royalty. But so that's the case that our Mishnah is talking about. That it's not really muskarin in the regular schiris sense. Right? So then that's called kinyan aguf to the person who's on it, the machzik, and there is no problem. The Ran just ends off his whole discussion, five lines down, right across from where Tosfos starts, again, in mind, calls that pilpul a Rishonim. This is what all the Rishonim said. I think you don't even have to give any of these answers, says the Ran. V'tabahani aleim lefish ani omer lahalacha, I argue. I say, da'afilu b'schiris da'alma, kol she'en l'mamadu t'vizas yad shari muder l'sanu yibemerchetz. There is no question at all that the Madir, as long as it's regular schiris, as long as the Madir has no tfisas yad, it's mutter. It's mutter for the mutter hana. The hani mili, skipping down to the first white line, kisha osir osam lesocher, ok kisha osir osam al kal adam. When you're asering something on someone else, that's when there's power, and that's what the other Gemara Erechin is talking about. You're asering on somebody else, so there you have certain powers. But for a person on himself, I'm sorry, the opposite. Over here, he's mothering it on himself, while over there, it's on somebody else. Okay, so five or six different answers to the question, how do you work our Gemara with the Gemara in Erech? Okay, now let's go to our Daf Mem Zayin. Ha'omer lechaveira, the chulu. So what was the case that we're quoting here? Ha'omer lechaveira was the last part of our Mishnah. The last part of our Mishnah, which had two parts. Somebody says, your house I can't get benefit from. So then, as long as the person is alive, he can't get benefit. The person dies, it's not his house anymore. Therefore, he can walk in. But if he says, this house I can't get benefit from, that even if the owner dies, so then he's not allowed to walk in because he labeled the house. He said, this house. But the Ran here says, there's a chumra and kula the other way. Let's say the house falls down. The house falls down and it is rebuilt. So then it works the other way. If you said, your house, and it falls down and it is rebuilt, then it's still usser, still your house. But if you said, this house, so even though in the first case there was a chumra, here's a kula. This house, if it falls down and it's rebuilt, then it's a different house. It's a different house, and therefore one would be able to get benefit from it. The Ran does, though, add, in the case where it falls down and is rebuilt, and we say if it's your house, it's still usser, it's usser even if it's rebuilt in a different place. Even if it's rebuilt in a different place, says the Ran over here in the Mishnah, umistavra, it's logical, tuchiyarita bebeis chashani nechlas, dinafal ubani le aser lav dafka nafal, ubani le bimkomo, duadin and banoba makamacher aser. It's still your house if it's built in a different place. Even, that's still called your house. Again, by yizeh, it'll be mutter anyway. Because if you just say this house, it's not this house if it falls down, therefore it's going to be mutter. Some achronim connect this Gemara to a different Gemara, which we did a couple of years ago in Sukkah. Sukkah chav zayinim abeis. Where the Gemara there quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Ein yotzei misukkah l'sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer holds you're only allowed to have one sukkah on sukkahs. You have to have a sukkah for the whole week. Ein yotzei sukkah b'chol ha'moed. You can't build a sukkah on chol ha'moed, right? Because it's got to be roy to sit there for all 7 days. The Chachamim Omer, and it also can't be shol, can't be borrowed. You can't go to somebody else's sukkah, says Rabbi Eliezer. No, you're allowed to, but then the Brisa adds Vishavin. But they both agree. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees Sheim Nafla. If it fell down on Chol HaMoed or on Yantif, Shechozer Ubone B'Chol HaShamoed. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you're supposed to have a sukkah for all sukkahs. Let's say it fell down on sukkahs. You're allowed to rebuild it. You're allowed to rebuild it. Says the Gemara Pshita. Of course, you're allowed to be rebuilt. What else are you supposed to do? You don't have a sukkah. Says the Gemara, Mahu detema. You might say, once the sukkah is rebuilt, Hai achrisi hi v'eino l'shiva. This is a different sukkah. You rebuilt it. This isn't a sukkah that's royal l'shiva. So you might say that you should. There's no. It's a different sukkah. Kamash malon. It's okay. What's the okay? Says Rashi. Ho v'yasha baba yantif. Since you sat in on yantif, v'zela hashlim sukkah shiva karina bay shetashlum on the rishon. It's tashlum on the rishon. You put them together, and it's really one sukkah. Says Tosfos there. It's only if you use the same wood. If you rebuilt the sukkah with the same wood. So then the Tosfos says, Chavzayinim Abeis, then it is called the same sukkah. She'ihi kavet ihi mashma lefi shebona osa ba'ozan eitzin. You built with the same wood, says Tosfos in sukkah Chavzayinim Abeis. So what about this case? You're madir from, right, I say it's us, I'm also to go into your house. Us into your house. And then the house falls down and it's rebuilt. Nobody here says it has to be the same wood. Is there a difference between sukkah and house? If sukkah built with different, every sukkah is kind of different, so it has to be exact, while every house, you know, all houses are the same. So Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses that, which direction would you go in? Higher standards by a house or higher standards by a sukkah? He quotes a Maharal in Netzach Yisroel. Maharal is Chalik, that bayish enough of a chadar, but I have a binyan chadash. Maybe houses, you know, every house is different, mashayki, and a sukkah is a sukkah. So therefore, it'll be less standards, even though Pasha's here, the Tosfos, there's a higher standard by sukkah. I mean, you have to build it of the same wood, even though here it's going to be usher, even if it's not the same wood. Yeah.
Maybe it's the importance of continuity.
Okay.
Continuity,
could you look at it as one sukkah? Meaning over there, a blazer requires it to be a sukkah for 7 days.
Right.
So if you don't build the same wood, then it's not going to be, it's still your sukkah, but it's not the same sukkah. By the house, you don't have to have it as the same house. By Yizeh, it's not going to be us or anyway. Oh, maybe.
Now, what if a person has more than one house? But you're standing in front of one house.
If a person has more than one house, and you say your house, right. But you don't say Beis Chazeh, so maybe it includes, you might say Dibur Torah Kalosha B'nei Adam. Not the Torah. You might say Bidadaram Hochanah Chalosha B'nei Adam. So you might go, what he means. But there is a difference. The Ran here talks about. Do you say Beis Chazeh or just Beis Chah? So it might be more inclusive. Okay, let's continue now. Boi Avimi. Avimi asks, Our Mishnah spoke about a case where the person asers, goes over to his friend and asers the house on himself. I'm not allowed to go into your house. What if it's the opposite case? If somebody says, you can't go into my house, does the same thing apply? So you can't go into this house. So then, if the person dies, if the madir, the owner of the house dies, mahu. So what's the din? Adam oser davish b'shusa l'kishiyetim b'shusa alo. We know if a person says himself, I can't go into this house, then it's also forever. But what if the owner of the house says to the other person, you can't go into this house, and then he dies? So do we say the same thing? That a person has the power to aser something that is in his rishus for the time that's after it goes out of his rishus? Again, it's like we had, you see, earlier on Daf Mem Beis. So Amar Rava, Rava brings the same rai that we had earlier. Tashma, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Ha'omer Libano, Kodem Shi'atanen Eliv, Ameis. Person says to his son, you're not allowed to get benefit from me. And then the father dies. So then the Mishnah says, Yireshenu, then the son can inherit, because now he's not getting benefit from him. He's out of the picture, the father. But if the father specifies, you can't get benefit from me while I'm alive or while I'm dead, Vameis, and then he dies, Lo Yireshenu, then the son cannot get benefit. So what do you see from there? The father does have the right to ask for something while it is in his rishus for the time that it's out of his rishus. Shma mina, adam oser, davar shebrishuso, l'kishiyetzi mishuso, shma mina. So in our question also, you'd say, if a person says, you can't go into this house, and then the person dies, it is still oser. If you remember when this came up on Daf Mem Beis, we discussed at length, we're not going to do it again right now, the Ran's Shita, which he repeats here. And that is, the Ran says, when it says in our Gemara B'chayv B'moso that the son is not allowed to get benefit, lo yirashenu, he says he doesn't inherit because the father said B'chayv B'moso, it doesn't really mean he doesn't inherit. He does inherit, he just can't use it. That's where we discussed on Daf Mem Beis, the major machlokas we showed him, do you and can you own Isurei Hana'a? If something's Asur Bahana'a to me, can I own it? Do we say that usage is part of the definition of ownership, and therefore if I can't use it, then it's not mine? We discussed the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, where the Gemara talks about an Esrog, that's Asur Bahana'a. What's wrong with an Esrog that's Asur Bahana'a? Somebody showed him, say, it's not yours. It's not yours, you need Lachem. Meaning, you can't own. The Ritva there quotes the Ravid. Rashi there says, Sukkah Lamine, you can't have Zachiyah B'Yisrael, no. This Ran says the opposite. The Ritzran says, no, really, they yarshin it. They just can't use it. It is theirs. So this Ran seems to be assuming, like the other camp, that you can't own Yisrael Hana, unless, we mentioned the Beis Halevi then, maybe you're mechalik between Mudur Hana and Yisrael Hana. Even if you say you can't own something that's Asur B'Hana, but maybe Mudur Hana is something different. Okay, so that is a major machlokas in the Rishonim, and that's why we mentioned also that the Gemara Pesachim says that the Torah had to come up with a chiddush that you own chametz to violate by Rabbi Yabatze. Asur Nakaz of Ki'ilu in Rishuso. It's not really in your Rishus. You can't own chametz. It's Asur B'Hana. But that's the Ran, again here, repeats his chiddush, like he said earlier. Yeah.
So is there any difference if the father says, I do not leave this inheritance to you, or you cannot derive any benefit?
Right, I do not leave this inheritance to you. So then it gets onto the discussions of mafna mashkasa batorah, you know, making a condition going against what the Torah says, which is not allowed. If it's a neder, you can make a neder against the Torah. We say you can't make a shvuah against the Torah. But yeah, right, the man gets married. I marry you on condition that I have no obligations that a husband has in Judaism. So you're not married. Or you are married and you have all the obligations. Right? So then you can't make a condition. So again, in your suggestion, it's probably going against what the Torah says.
So then it's a sort of a cop-out. In other words, he doesn't want to live in inheritance for his son, but he cannot do it. So he says you cannot derive any...
You can't derive it. So it's like, right, so neither are happy. Or both are happy. Well, at least the father's happy because what does he get that the son owns it? The son can't derive benefit from it. Oh, so if you look in the continuation of that Mishnah, which is not quoted here, continuation of Baba Kama, it says that the son could give it to his son. Meaning, let's say you have Yaakov and Levi and Kahas, right? Father, son, and grandson. So the Mishnah there says, right, Yaakov says, you're not allowed to get any benefit from me, b'chayu b'mosi. So Reuven can't get any benefit. But the Gemara there, the Mishnah there says that the son, Reuven, could give it to Kahas. Asks the Ran, why is he allowed to give it? Why is he allowed to give it? If I give it to my son's going to be happy with me. That's called Tovas Hana. If I can't get any benefit from it, so how can I give it to my son? He's going to be so happy. Thanks, Dad. That's great. Wonderful. I'm going to have such good feelings. That's the Ron's Kasha. The Ron's Kasha here, if you look in the, it's about V'chi Tema. It's about 20 lines down in the Ron, fourth word on the line. In the wide lines. 20th wide line in the Ron, it says V'chi Tema. V'chi Tema, fourth word. Hey, Chitani, no son l'bana v'lechav. How does the Mishnah there say you could give it to your sons? Bishlama, Lava, Ubalichov. And if you want to, Balichovas come and take the money, okay. That's the other part of the Mishnah. But if somebody gives it to if the son gives it to the grandson, isn't that mamish hana that he gives it and he's getting good feelings? So the Ron answers that it must be his lav dafka. It must be that Mishnah does not really mean you give it to the son. But what does it mean? You put it down and you say, son, granddad said I can't use this, so I really have no use for this. And you walk away. That's all. You don't really give it. You just say, lav lemeim rashin elehim mamish. What do you know? Granddad said I can't use this. I don't know what to do with this stuff. Maybe you want it, but he doesn't give it. The Ron says that's how it can work. It doesn't really mean giving it. The Rashba asked the same question as the Ron, but with a different lashon, which is very telling. The Rashba says, how could the son give it to the grandson? Kivan da asrinu alei bakonam shavinu alei afra ba'alma kishari suri hana v'heichim atziyavluhu. It's like dirt. The Rashba holds like the other Rishonim that you can't own zechiyah b'isurei hana. That's why he doesn't just say it's benefiting. He says there's nothing here. It's like dirt. The Ron Lushitaso says no, you can own it, and therefore his question is just, how could you give it? Aren't you benefiting? But the Rashba quotes a different answer, though. He quotes from the Ravid. When the Gemara says he could give it to the son, it's not talking about, in our case, it's not talking about Levi. It's talking about Yaakov. He could give it to his son means the grandfather could give it to the grandson. That's what it means. That's what the Gemara means. Even though it's a little difficult in the Lashon, the Rashba points out, but maybe that's what the Gemara means. You're right. The son cannot give it to the grandson. The grandfather said, this stuff is usher to you, so he could go directly and give it to the grandson. Yeah. According to the who?
Rashba.
According to the Rashba. According to the Rashba, the son really never owns it.
Right.
The father is able. That's the Pashas Lashon of the Mishnah. Lo Yirashenu. Sounds like that. Lo Yirashenu, he doesn't Yarshen it. There's a Daraisa Tikatin, but what we have earlier in Daf Yud Gimel, you could be Noder against the Dvar Mitzvah. Noder against the Dvar Mitzvah. You can't make a Shvua, right? Nishba Mushba Biyomeid. Could the father be Orshit to the grandson? Could you skip? I don't think you could skip.
Not skip, but no.
That's not called Yerusha.
No, the son owns it. He can't use it.
According to the Ron, if the son would die,
right.
The son would die, so then it goes to his sons. The son that goes to, so could he be Morishit? So maybe that's not called Hana.
Maybe say if you own it or not.
Right, maybe that's, it doesn't pay. There's another answer that Beis Yosef says. Beis Yosef in Reish Tez Zayin quotes this whole discussion and says, I have another Pashut answer. What's the Ron's Kasha? If the son gives it to the grandson's going to be so happy, thanks Dad so much, that's giving benefit to the son. 1 minute. The Beis Yosef says, if the grandson knows that this stuff is usur on his father, he's going to be so happy, Dad, thanks so much for your present. There's no Tovas Hana there. The grandson knows that the father can't use it. So he's not saying thank you so much. Dad, thanks so much. It's usher to him anyway. That's Tovas Hana. Tovas Hana means I have something that I could use and I want to use and I give it to you. Then you say, oh, thanks so much. But says the Beis Yosef in Reish Tez Zayin, Avalacha shom hu modiyim shemamu ze usher. You know why I'm giving this to you? Because I have no use for it. Yeah, that's a great present. Veim gamki banav echav. Sheish lam shaychus. Ein lo Tovas Hana. There's no Tovas Hana there. He's not so happy. What? He's got two sons, meaning? Okay, he picked one over the other. Okay, let's assume he only has one son. Assume he only has one son here, so therefore he... So either way, so those are a couple of answers. The Ron, the Rashba, the Beis Yosef. A couple of answers to why there's no problem here. Yeah?
So let's say there's a field that he cannot use produce of. Then he gives it to his son, to the original current son.
Right,
can he use the produce from... Because it's not... Now it's his son's.
Meaning once the son gives it to the grandson, can the grandson now give stuff to his own father?
Right.
Here, Dad, bring some stuff over for Shabbos. Uh-huh. So is that considered, what's the Lashon? The Lashon is you can't benefit from this or from me. So maybe you'll be mutter there, because now it went through a third party. Okay, period. Let's continue. It's not awesome. Just one other ha'ara. The Gemara here has a maskana that you have. A person can be osa davash b'rishuso like she'ese me'rishuso. Earlier, the Karban Asanal points out that earlier we already had this maskana. We already had this maskana earlier, daf and base. So what does the Gemara have to start searching for again for another answer? So the Karban Asanal has an important ha'ara that earlier, if you remember, the topic was shvius. That by shvius, items go out of your rishus. That's not the same as a regular out of your rishus, says the Karban Asanal. By shvius, you still own the land regarding certain elements. So maybe that's why the Gemara here has to have a whole new discussion, because earlier that was about shvius, and here we're talking about mamish out of your rishus. So maybe that's why you can't compare daf mem beis and daf mem zayin. Tanan hasam, says the Mishnah later on. Konam peiros ha'ilu alai, konam hei malpi, konam hei lafi. Person says, these fruit are asur to me. Person goes over to his own fruit. These fruit are asur to me. These fruit are asur to my mouth. They're asur konam hei lafi. Asur b'chilu feinu b'gidu lehem. Not only are these fruit asur to me, but the substitute for these fruit are asur. Meaning, let's say this fruit that I asur on myself, I now exchange for money. Or exchange, whatever I exchange them for, that's also asur to me now. B'chilu fein, u'b'gidu lehen. Anything that grows from these fruit. Let's say I asur certain fruit, and then you plant the fruit, and something else grows from another tree is planted. That's also asur. Asur b'chilu fein, u'b'gidu lehen. Why so chamur? So Tosfos here says in one line, but the Ran expands upon it. If you look in the Ran later on, Adaf Nun Zayin, 10 blot from now, the top Ran on the Amud, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the Ran says, Mishum, second line in the Ran, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the kivan shapirid hadvarim hanasarim alav shavino like a hektish. It's like he's being maktish. Like we had, konam is similar to hektish, and by hektish the halacha is hektish is tofes dama. Meaning by hektish too, if you substitute something for hektish, that also has kedusha. Umishemachi mitzar bechilufein begiduleyan keichidul chiluvei hektish begidula basiri. Right, so that's what we assume because you specified these fruit are aser. So not only these fruit are aser, but also the substitute for these fruit, the chilufein and the giduleyan. That's what the Mishnah says. If it happened, if you do it on your own for yourself. Boy, Rami Bar Chama now asks, Amar, Konam Perus Ha'elu Alploni, Ma B'chilu Fein. What if you do it on someone else? These fruit are Asur on Ploni. So you're allowed to Asur your own fruit on Ploni, but does that also include the Chilu Fein and Gidulehen? When you do it on yourself, we say it includes everything. The substitutes and what grows afterwards. What about if you do it on someone else? Mahu b'chilufehen. What about the chilufin? What about the substitutes of that? Can you also asur that on your friend? By the way, the Ran says, you can't create chilufin by yisuri hana, l'chadchila. Right? If something is asur b'hana to you, you can't try to exchange it or sell it or substitute it. But b'dievet, if you did, that's what we're talking about. If you did, and there are now chilufin in front of you, you have fruit that you asured on your friend. You said these fruit are also on you. And now you switch, you substituted these fruit for something else, for money, for other fruits. Is this substitute also on your friend? Mi amrinan, do we say, gabe delay, regarding himself, hova adam oser peres chaveiro al atzmo, adam oser davash labala olam al atzmo. By yourself, as long as you're involved in something, so then you're able to have a say in the iser. So just like you could say about your friend's fruit, they're usher to me, because you're involved, so too I could say something davar shelo b'olam is usher on me, meaning the gidul, the chilufin, right? You didn't substitute anything yet, so it's the davar shelo b'olam, but you could say that's usher, because you have a say in what relates to you. Just like you could usher your friend's fruit on yourself, you could ask her davar shelo b'olam on yourself. But gabe chaveiro, hol ve'ein adam oser peiros chaveiro al chaveiro, you can't go over to your friend's fruit and say that fruit is aser on you, because you have nothing to do with that fruit. So maybe ein adam oser davar shelo b'olam al chaveiro. So the same thing here, by the chilufin of fruit, so maybe you can't do that on your friend, because it relates to your friend that it's shelo b'olam. There are too many chisronos in this case. There are too many problems in this case. It's lo b'olam, it's on your friend, so maybe you can't do it. Oh, Dilma, oh, do we say no? Oh, Dilma, Mishum, the Chilufein, ki gidulun da, mi losh tehu, vlosh tehaveru. Or do we say no, there's no difference? What's the suffix about? So the Ran explains. The suffix is about, in two words, da'as or definition. What does that mean? Do we say that what's the real issue? How do you answer the Chilufein? How do you answer the Chilufein, the substitute? Do we say that's totally on your da'as? It's what you have in mind and what you control. If that's the case, says the Ran, this is the first tzad, so then maybe you can't do it on your friend. You have control of your own stuff, And you can do that. You can answer that. But on your friend's stuff, it doesn't matter what you try to do. You can try all day and all night to answer your friend's stuff and aloba la'olam. It's not going to work. That's das. Or do you say definition? Meaning, why could you answer chilufin? Maybe because that's really an extension of the thing itself. That's why you could do it, the chilufin and the gidulin. It's not nothing to do with your das. It has to do with, by definition, if you asr fruit, included in that declaration is chilufin, the substitutes, and the gidulin, the stuff that grow from it. That's the suffix of the Gemara according to the Ran. Das or definition? Is it something you're trying to do, and therefore we can limit what you're trying to do to yourself and not to your friend? Or do we say it's a definitional issue? Meaning, once you say the chilufin and gidulin, in this regard, once you say, we say it's kehektish, so then it's automatically inclusive of chilufin and gidulin, no matter what you try to do. So that's the suffix, according to the Ran, da'as or definition. Says the, answers the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to try to answer this question. It sounds like from the Gemara's suffix sounds like it's about chilufin. And gidulin, right, the Gemara says, do we say chilufin like gidulin or not? Sounds like gidulin for sure you could aser. So that's the pashas of the Gemara. Seems to be against the Rambam. The Rambam has just the opposite. Again, like we had it yesterday, we had an opposite Rambam. The Rambam has the opposite. The chilufin are for sure aser, but gidulin, that's the suffix. The suffix, or at least the suffix is also on the gidulin. So the question is, how does he read the Gemara? Okay, answers the Gemara. So again, the shaila is, could a person aser the chilufin of fruit on his friend? Right, I go over to fruit, my own fruit, and I say, these fruit are aser to me. So I say, the chilufin and the gidulin are also included in that. But what about if I say that about my friend? These fruit are aser on you. Generally, we say, ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. Al chaveru. That's what we said. That's what the Gemara assumed here. But what do we say? So just one ha'aro. We mentioned this a little bit yesterday. But just to give you a source related to it. Ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. Right, so we said, the person cannot aser something on his friend. That only applies, this is what Rabbi Chanan writes in Kovetz Ha'aretz, Simin Ayin Vav Sif Dalad. Ayin Vav Dalad in Kovetz Ha'aretz. Rabbi Chanan says, I mean, it's a davar pashut, but it has to be formulated, that only applies to a halachic asering. Halachic asering, where there's a halos, where there is an effect, meaning I can't bow down to your tree and aser your tree, because that's a halachic effect. Ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. But where there is a mitzius, where there is, in the words of Rabbi Chanan, where you're not the oser, but the oser happens by itself. Meaning, if you oser it, then you can't do that to your friends. But where the oser happens by mamela, then of course you could do it to your friend. For example, you go over to your friend's kitchen, and you cook his brand new steak that he just bought for supper, and you cook it with milk. What, you can't oser? Ain't that the most dumb machine in Shalom? Of course you can. You just scraped up his pot and his meat. That's that, because there, you're not, it's not that the person is osering. No, you created basar b'chalav, and mamela is oser. That's not like that. You are not in charge there. So that's why. Or let's say you take a dead insect and you put it on your friend's truma. It's not tameh. It's tameh. You're matami taros of shalchavero. Do you have to pay for it? Discussion of hezek nikar, hezek she'eno nikar. That's something else. But can you do it? Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. Okay, if you want to be machshir your friend's fruit to be able to become tameh, that's the question. Because hechshel lekabel tumah might require the bialim's ratzon, but just regular tumah, so we say that's not you're not the aser. You put this in the mamela, the tumah occurs. So that's just always a an important limitation to remember. Ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo, only when the person is the oser. But if a person is not the oser, it's nasar me'elav, so then you can do it. Then you can do it, and there's nothing to talk about. Okay. If you can't make somebody's parody of Avodah Zarah, right? Meaning, right, if you bow down to it, no, you can't answer it. That's a chalos. Becomes muksa, becomes nevad. Okay. So says the Gemara, back to the Gemara's questions. So the Gemara said, what do we say about chalifin regarding your friend? I say to my friend, this fruit is usher on you, so the fruit's usher. But what about the substitute for that fruit? If I substitute this fruit for something else, for other fruit, for money, what's the halacha? So, Amar Avacha Bar Min Yomei, third line, Tashma. Let's try to figure it out. Mishnah says, the Bryce says, Homer Leishto Konim She'eni Nehen Alech. Man says to his wife, you can't get any benefit from me. Right, the Rishash changes the Girsa to Mahane instead of Nehene. You can't get any benefit from me. Love Uba Lechovin Boim Nefron. So what's the halacha? If a man says to his wife, you can't get benefit from me, so she's allowed to go and borrow money for her own mizonos, and then those creditors could go to the husband and get paid up. That's allowed to be done. Again, the husband says to the wife, you can't benefit from me. The wife could go to the creditors, get some mizonos, and those creditors could go to the husband and get paid up. Says the Gemara, my time, Bali Chovin Nifron. Why are they allowed to do that? Why could the Bali Chovin go and get paid up? Doesn't that prove our issue? Why? Because what are the chilufin here? You have the mizonos, the food that's going from the creditors to the wife. That's the object. What's the substitute for that? The money that the husband is giving the creditors. So, and it's mutter. And it's mutter. So you see, there is not a connection between the Iker Hadavar and the chilufin. Don't you see that the chilufin are not like the Iker Hadavar? That's the question of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, no. Domo lechadchilohu delo v'yavad avad. Rava says, no, maybe that's only lechadchila, but not once it's done, it's done. What does this mean? Lechadchila b'dieved? So the Ran explains as follows. What's regular chilufin? Where you actively take your fruit as usur, and you switch it. You switch the fruit to the money, switch fruit to the fruit. That's what the Gemara means by lechadchila. Our shaila is allowed, can you do this by real chilufin? You switch one thing for the other thing. Here, what's this case? It's just like a backwards, backhanded substitute. Why? Because the woman got the food. Now we're saying the husband's paying for it? So that's kind of a backwards chilufin. That's not the chilufin that we're talking about. B'dieved, retroactively, it comes out that this money is chilufin for the fruit. But that's not the question that we're talking about. That's what the Ran says. The Ran says on the first really wide line of the Ran, Umishani, what does the chachila b'dieved here mean? You're going to see, because in three lines we're going to have the same lashon, it's going to mean something else. Umishani, dilma lechachila hu delo, v'yavad avad, klomar, says the Ran, what does that mean? Kishubala hachlif iser beheter lechachila b'yadayim, when your mom is switching something straight up, aser v'chilufa en asurin, the chilufa could be aser. There's no raya from that case. Avalzu, second line. Bishashalafsa, here, when she borrowed, there was nothing. She borrowed the money. There's no chilufin yet. She just borrows money. Borrows, gets food. So then Mamela, later on, when the creditors go to the husband, now there's going to be a substitute created. That's okay. That's so indirect. That's going to be mutter. That's not our shiloh. We can still say that in our case, chilufin are usr. Yeah.
Did you say in the last prayer that paying off someone's debts is not
hadar? So paying off someone's debt, we mentioned, is not hana, but here might be different because it's the husband and the wife. It's those obligations from based on marriage, that's why it might be different. Okay, that's one. Ela tashma, so we try again. Try again to figure out chilufin. Or chilufin aser. Ela tashma, the Mishnah says in Meseches Kiddushin, HaMakadish ba'arla eina mekudeshes. Somebody tries to take arla. Arla, first 3 years of a field, the fruits are arla, they're off limits, they're aser bahana. Eina mukudeshes. You try to marry a woman with arla, it does not work. Machron, what if you sold your arla? V'kidesh b'demei, and arizim mukudeshes. If you sold your arla, you weren't allowed to. But if you sold your arla, and you take that money, then it works. So don't you see? Isn't that a right? That's a straight up chalifin, right? You switch the money, the kedusha of the arla onto the money, and the money you're allowed to use to get married. So again, doesn't that prove that chilufin are mutter? So the Gemara answers, no. Hachanami lechadchilohu delo v'yavad avad. No, there too, there's a difference in lechadchil and b'dieved. The Ran here says, lechadchil and b'dieved here means something different than it meant 3 lines ago. What does lechadchil and b'dieved here mean? Here, b'dieved means there's a third step. It's not that it's just the chilufin. This is really chilufe chilufin. We have the fruit of Arla, we have the money, but what's the hana we're talking about? Hana being married. Not from the woman, from the wife. That's mutter. You already used the money, so you violated. But it's still going to be, the kedusha is going to be chal. So now what are we talking about? We're talking about from going forward. So now you're staying married to the woman. You have to marry her again. So that we say no. Says the Ran, that's not the case of the Gemara. We're not talking about chilufi chilufin. That's for sure mutter. We want to know about chilufin. So that's why, again, it's no raya. So again, the 2 lines of the chilu b'di'evet, according to the Ran, mean 2 different things. The first one meant this isn't direct. The second one meant this isn't the second stage. This is the third stage. There is a discussion in the Rishonim in Meseches Kiddushin there on Daf Nun Vav about Makadish Ba'arla. What does it say? You can't use it. Aser Ba'ana Eina Mekudeshes. Why not? Why can't you use it? What do you have to do to Arla? What's the halacha d'araisa? It's Aser Ba'ana. Arla has to be burned. It's one of the last mission in Meseches Temura, right? It's one of the Nisrafin. Arla has to be burned. Ask the Rashba. So let's look at it as if this is ashes now, right? Because we know the principle of kitusei mechta shiurei. Once something has to be burned, as if it's burned, it has no shiur in halacha. So it's a bunch of ashes. Ashes are worth a shava pruta. That's to ask the Rashba and the Ritva, they're in Kiddushin to involve. Why can a man use Arla to be Mekadesh's wife? So what is Aser Bahana? It's Aser Bahana, the effort has to be burned. So look at it as if it's ashes. So ashes are Shava Pruta. So the Rashba says, oh, Tosfos says no, it's such a little piece of Arla that its ashes are going to be worth less than a Shava Pruta. Okay. The Rashba says it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like you could give a whole pile of Arla, and it's still Aser. Veina Mechluver, he says, it doesn't sound that way. It says Mekadesh ba'arla u'b'shar haniskal. It also doesn't work. A shar haniskal is I've seen an ox. Ox is a big thing, right? It's definitely worth a shava pruta. So what's the answer? So says the Rashba, lomdus u'mistavra de la olam eina mechudashes afilu b'kidsha b'sa'ashal peiros arla. Even if you just saw a huge amount of arla, still the marriage doesn't work. Why? Mishum dahashta mihas les luhu damim. The Asr Lamochran. Right now, let's take it step by step. Right now, says the Rashba, it's fruit which are worthless to you. It's worthless. They're Asr Bahana. Number one. V'imishim Afran, what about the ashes? Dover Shalom Bala Olam. They're not here. You can't give her fruit because they're Asr Bahana. You can't give her ashes now because the ashes aren't here now. V'luchi Kalile, later on, you give her, that she ends up getting ashes, but you didn't give her that. Panam Chadashas. Right? Kagufa achrina dummy. Below Zeo Mashakichibo. So she's going to end up having the ashes later on, but you didn't give her that. You have to be married with what you gave her. So be manavshach. It's not, right now the fruit is usher, and it's not ashes now, and later on it's not going to be, there's a panam chadashas, it's something new. So that's why it doesn't work. And then the Rashba just adds, and even though it says in a brisa there, what if a person says, this is machlokas panoim, hare amakudeshes li la'acher she'ez gayer. A non-Jew goes over to a Jewish woman and says, Hare amukudeshes li, after I convert. But does that work? So that possibly works, according to some. According to some Tanan, that works. So how does that work? Aren't you a different guf there too? Says the Rashba, no. Hasam hu de'ein ha-guf mishtane. By the guf, there's no, the guf isn't mishtane there. Masha'en kain, here, it's mishtane, from fruit to ashes is a bigger difference from non-Jew to Jew. Interesting. That's what the Rashba says. We've had sources the other way. Right, we've had, if you remember, we had back in Yevamos, in the Mems, when we spoke about being Megayer somebody on Shabbos. So we spoke about, are you allowed to be Megayer somebody on Shabbos, different than Tfilas Kalim. Tfilas Kalim, not allowed to do on Shabbos. So is non-Jew to Jew, how much of a change that is? It's a halachic change, it's not a physical change. That's what the Rashba seems to be focusing on. There's no physical change here. Fruit to ashes, forget about. But non-Jew to Jew, there's no shinui in the guf, and therefore it is going to not work. It's going to work by the ger case, but it's not going to work in the fruit case. Yeah.
Oh,
the ties to ownership also. That's the other half of the tshuva, the Rashba, which I didn't read. Meaning, if you can't own Isuri Hana, so then also, how does it work? The chasan has to own what he gives to the kala before. Just one other point, so we can never say that we never came back to something at the end. So just one other point that I didn't mention earlier. The question about asering davar shebirshuso l'kishayetzei birshuso. Just one line from Reb Shimon Shkop in the Darim Simon Yudalid, he suggests maybe the question is, again, could you ask something now for even when it leaves? How do you look at mudur hana? When you say something is mudur hana, is it that every single second there's a renewed iser? It's asur, it's asur, it's asur. Or is it no? You asur today and that lasts. Maybe that's the subject of the Gemara. If mudur hana means it's usher today and forever from today, so then you could do it even after it goes out of your rishus. But if you say no, every second it's renewed, so then maybe it would not work because once it's out of your rishus, you have no power to renew it. So again, that's just Rav Shimon said that in Simin Yudalid to explain that stuff. Okay, we'll stop here so we can start on time. Agut in Chodesh. Tomorrow again is the Rav Avraham Nahar. That's the context. Nedar Memches about hana from Talmud Torah. Okay. And we talk about Chalipin tomorrow. Kadiyam Nas Lahachnos.